Foul Monkeys.
Welcome, this is Ricky. You're listening to Foul Monkeys.
This is Herb. How's it going?
This is Carlos.
And I'm Nathan.
Aww. I know. People have been emailing and IMing me already. They're like, we love Nathan.
Yeah, keep him on. Get rid of that Herb guy.
And actually, they typed it in IM. They typed N-A-Y-T-H. Like, you know, they did it all country. You know, Nathan.
Nathan.
Yeah. I like me some Nathan.
Well, at least they didn't do a gay, like, N-A-I-T-H-E-E-E-I-N.
Yeah, that would be a gay way of spelling that shit.
Like, my name is Nathaniel, and... Yeah. Nathaniel, okay?
So, Nathan is... my friend from Louisiana who came to Lakeland for a job. He's chilling out here until...
And it turned out to be a booty call.
Oh, shut up.
He called you out on that one.
And then my friend Carlos, who's... he's Cuban. You have to, you know, ignore that little part.
Cubano.
Bitch.
You know how on our podcast we don't like the brown boys, but anyway. Actually, he's kind of red right now.
Excuse me?
He's got a sunburn.
No,
he's El Rojo.
Not so much.
Why are you holding that in your ear? It doesn't fit.
No, it's just uncomfortable, so I can't hear him right.
Oh, okay.
Make it fit, Ricky.
Let me not say nothing on that, because I'm right. Trying to be as nice, because it is his podcast.
Carlos's hole is a little too loose.
So...
You know what?
You know what? This is not gang up on Ricky, okay? This is my fucking podcast, and I will delete your shit out of it if I need to.
That's why I wasn't saying shit. And this one tries to pull, like, this whole gang up on me when I have tons of dirt on him from last night.
I know, right?
I don't even want to know.
We all went out last night.
Tons.
We all went out last night to the Parliament House in Orlando. Actually, we tried to get into the full moon, but some people aren't old enough to get in.
What?
Carlos.
Anyway. Oh, he wasn't
supposed to. Whoa, whoa, whoa. You're 20?
Oh. No, Carlos is 19.
What? Dude, does he know who Ryan Roman is?
No. He's not on live channel.
Well, he looks like him. Kind
of. Yeah, but Ryan's a little bit thick. Ryan's the guy that drew the Foul Monkeys thing that I showed you.
Oh, right. You tell me about
that. And Ryan's like 10 years older than you, but you could be like, you know, his brother that's only like 3 years younger or something.
Yeah, I had a friend who's like, how old are you? I'm like, 19. He's like, oh. I'm like, why? I thought you were like 35. I'm like, bitch!
No, not 35.
Oh, no, last night. This was it. Well, your friend Jim, right?
Jim.
He go. Carlos asked his friend Jim how old he thought it was, and he said 22. I was like, "Fuck yeah!" I was like, "I just turned 30, bitches."
But you were wearing your hat. As long as you take your hat off.
Yeah, the hat is where it's at.
He said, "No, audience interruption, please."
Oh, well, actually, so, now that I'm looking at you guys again,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, Carlos, I could see you being 19. I mean, it's not like. Extremely obvious, but now that I know and that I'm looking at you again, it's like, yeah, okay, you know?
You should have saw the guy at the bar. He's like, how old are you?
He was so stupid. He was like a bear guy, you know, one of those stupid bear guys.
Like, where's the poppers, bitch?
Yeah, he probably sniffed way too many poppers. Had too many dildos up his ass. In his
like that night, yeah.
He was like, and he had to look at his chart. Remember, he looked down at his chart, and he still couldn't get that shit right.
He was adding. I could have told him I was 26.
I know. Like, okay. So we all went out to the Parliament House last night, and the theme there was erotica,
which was scary.
I was totally not expecting that. Right. And poor Nathan, like the first time he's ever been up there, and he sees this shit.
So we taught him what balcony bingo was.
Yeah, we showed him what balcony. Well, Herb's never been there either. So
yeah, I don't.
He hasn't been up there yet.
I kind of grew up going to bars and stuff with my parents constantly because I was
not gay bars though.
No, but I mean I've always been around loud places with smoke and drinking, so as I've gotten older, now that I'm 21 and have been for 6 months, it's I have no interest in that shit, because I've already seen all that, you know what I mean? I haven't been to gay bars, and I kind of want to go because I think it'd be interesting. But
you sound weird. Are you like far away from the microphone?
No, I'm far away from you and Miles. So
don't make my co-host puke.
Oh.
Can you believe this though? I'm like sitting right here, and as I turn my head and I look out, I can see like California.
He's in California on vacation right now.
Don't you just love San Diego?
And the ocean's like right there, and like it's fucking awesome. Yeah, I'm actually. Well, we always go to San Diego usually, but this time we're like in the San Clemente, as my mom says it. So, yeah, it's a little bit north, but it's really nice. It's not as congested as San Diego.
My, I think there's going to be like an orgy in my house tonight.
Not so much.
They keep talking to one another off mic.
Not so much. Right.
He's just being a smart ass. All right. So we all went out and we all had a little bit to drink except for Carlos because he's not old enough. Actually,
good for you, man.
Actually, Carlos and I went to the bathroom together and then I came back from the urinal and my drink was gone. He said the drink was halfway full. And I was like, well, if you call just a cup of ice. Fool. Okay, he drank the whole thing.
He
was like, "Well, I paid for it. What does it matter?"
You're just full of shit. That's all it is.
So
I was a designated driver, anyways.
Yeah, you still drank my whole drink, and I had to get sober sooner than I had to.
That was your fault because I told you if you wanted something else, you could have something else. It's all your fault.
So Nathan, what? Do you think of like the first time up there? What was the most weird thing that you saw?
The weirdest thing I saw was these people dressed up like dogs.
Yeah, they were rather.
What, furries?
Yeah, there was furries there.
They had these big suits on. They looked like dogs, and they were rubbing on each other.
Like fucking Trigger Happy TV.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
That kind of shit.
It's weird.
I thought I was checking like a Dr. Seuss world or something.
I couldn't stop laughing when they were rubbing up on each other and like dancing.
I know. Oh, I was like, God. And we were talking about how we know it's a person that works at Disney that like totally gets off on it.
Totally, man.
I totally would say that shit. I'm like, it had to be a Disney character. But she's like,
because they were just too good at waving.
Right.
Too good at waving and like congratulating kids without any talking.
Right.
Like pantomiming constantly.
Yeah. You know those people
I've seen
are
that
totally
online,
gross under there.
Oh, yeah. All greasy and sweaty. Those things are fucking horrible.
I bet you it was the guy who punched the kid, the Tigger guy.
Oh, yeah, in Disney. That was funny.
That was funny.
Wasn't that guy, like, retarded or something, the boy?
He was, like, 16.
Yeah, but, and, like, the character hit him, he was retarded or something like that.
The kid said something to the character, and the character just turned around, grabbed his arm, and just popped him in the face.
That was awesome. I saw the video to it. It was funny.
I saw it, like, 20 times. Great.
Wow. I'm not.
So, what?
Oh, we got to talk about the Gladiator.
Oh, yeah. We got, there was a guy dressed like Gladiator there. He looked like he was straight up out of 300. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
He was hot, though. He had a hot bod.
Butterface, though.
I didn't see his face. I just know he had a goatee.
Wait, he lifted up his helmet for
him? Yeah. Drunk. You told him to lift up his helmet.
Nathan.
I kept telling him to, and he wouldn't do it.
He did it. You were drunk, and you saw him, and you were touching his face. Thank you very
much.
Yes, you were.
You know what? I asked him today. I go, did you see his face? He said, no, I never saw it.
Yeah.
I never saw him with his helmet up.
Then you got his phone number, and his name is David.
Yeah, he deleted his number today. He deleted his number today.
David and the Goliath?
David had his Goliath, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I kind of wish I had mirrors on my shoes so I could slip it under his little skirt.
Oh, that's hot. We should do that next time.
He tried to reach for
it. And then I tried to reach for it with my camera
and he
phone.
Said no.
And he's all like, no. I'm like, bitch.
And then there were people there that had been dipped in latex. And they were like human statues, and they didn't move for how many hours?
It was like a good 2.5 hours.
And the
hours.
One guy was naked, and he had a huge penis. It wasn't hard yet.
We saw his dong.
I wonder if it would have got hard. Like, I wonder if it actually would have, like, with the latex on
like
it.
Like, broke the latex? Like,
yeah.
Broke through it.
That would have been hot. And the girl had a dildo strapped onto her.
Yeah, it was gross.
Yeah. He goes, it was gross.
That was gross. He's so country.
Put him back on. Come on.
Put him on. Don't be a party pooper.
Put him back on.
We're talking about
Nathan.
Sorry, my pants slipped off for a minute.
That's not a first, and it won't be a last. Guys.
Nathan thinks we're making fun of his accent, but it's only because it's cute.
Well, I do, but that's because it's cute. Yeah, exactly.
Well, you got to understand. All right,
no,
fun of everyone.
You have to say like this is Herb's favorite word coming from a country guy.
Say because.
Say because.
No.
Say it.
on, no, man. That's good enough right there.
No.
Now.
No.
Cowls.
Every. Cowls. I don't know if we did we explain Cowls this on Foul Monkeys.
Huh?
Did we explain this on Foul Monkeys last time?
About
on the show.
About
because? How I say because like yeah, B-E-C-U-Z. And he's like, because, you know, it's like...
I don't say
you know, me. This is the thing about country talk, is like everything that they or anyone says, it seems like there's like an L in it. So it's like, because. Yeah. Or almost some sweet tay. It's just like there's an E or an L or an extra Y in there or something.
They don't have any motherfucking sweet tea here. Some girl today was like, what's that? I'm like, sweetened tea, bitch. Like brood and shit.
Yeah, San Diego doesn't have that stuff. Like brood and shit.
Nobody does. Everybody's Arizona like, most of the time doesn't either. Because your popular podcast started with naked pictures. Oops.
I know. Oh. We don't need to know anything about that.
Why not?
But we will.
I know, I want
to
see.
Actually, Nathan, he got to see how much of a popular podcast star is today by the pictures and the videos I have on my phone from all my listeners.
Yeah.
Somebody sends him a bunch of little presents.
That one was a lot of present.
Oh. Okay. Now
and a lot of present, and a lot of present came out of it too.
Oh. See, I want Chubby Boy Fantasies too. Aww. You know, I need to like hook it up with those pictures.
Yeah, I tried to get him to send them to my phone, and he wouldn't do it.
So. You still gotta send me that picture.
What picture?
The picture you have on your phone from last night.
He was too drunk. He doesn't remember it.
Of me and you? Oh, I've got like me and Jim, me and you, me and Gladiator.
Gives your big
yeah, boy. Nathan was like the popular boy at the bar. Like Tyler, the bartender, just fucking loved him. Totally ignored me. Didn't even ask me what the fuck my name was.
Whoa. Tyler?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's gay already. I don't even have to beat him. Holy crap. No, you know what I'm talking about, though? I love names. Like, people with, like, you know, Tyler or Bruce or Stefan. It's like, yeah, gay. Like, I don't even have to know. I don't even have to see the person. It's like, bam, fag.
Yeah, that or, Carlos.
No, it has to be Carlito.
Carlito. That's kind of cute.
Well, Tyler was cute, except he had, like, the glasses and the hat from, like, Village People or something.
Which was cute. Oh, my God. But the guy that I wanted to go down to, that every time I ordered a drink, I went down there, he was hot.
Oh, yeah, there was this big bear with, like, a leather strap across his chest. It was really
hey, nice. Hold on.
Okay.
I'll be right back. This is Trey. That guy.
Oh, like, my God. Can like you Nathan's. Well, we have not been recording.
Oh, what?
Can you believe this shit?
Yes!
I forgot to hit record.
What a stupid bitch.
We love you, Ricky.
Hold on for a second. Let me see how far we got.
It's a hate-love thing. We love to hate
God
you.
Damn it.
Love you.
That's
awesome. Well, anyway, I'm not going to remember what I was going to say, so I'll just finish it. But, like, Nathan, like, you're like, totally my size, right? You're, like, what? Like, 160-something?
Yeah, I'm 6 foot, about 158.
Okay, yeah, I'm, like, the same way. So, typically, I probably wouldn't find you attractive, but you have a really cool accent. So, if I didn't know any better,
hold on,
I didn't know you were a
skinny
guy.
Hold on.
No, I know, but I'm going to forget.
Hold on.
Dude, this is why he needs me here, because I'm the tech guy.
Damn, I don't want to go all the way back to what we were talking about.
I sound fucked up.
Wait, it sounded like it recorded everything, so what's the problem?
No, it only got to the part where Herb had to leave. Oh, okay. And then I hit pause, but I didn't hit
record. Right,
record.
I forgot. So you didn't get that plank comment in there, so don't do that, bitch.
Oh, well, we've been recording, like, last minute, so.
What?
Yeah, it's fucked up.
This is fucked up. You need to warn somebody.
Before the old guy falls asleep, we need to tell him happy birthday.
Oh, yeah, today's Todd's birthday. He turned 39 years old.
Happy birthday. Right on. Today's Bobo Dream's birthday. He turned 2.
Yeah. He doesn't look 39, though. He doesn't look like a day over 37. He's cute. No, he's
over 38.
He even looks cuter because he's got a sunburn. He's all white.
He got a raccoon eye.
He's got tight trunks on.
I got to see this guy too.
Yeah,
he's on my MySpace.
Yeah, he's on Carlos's MySpace.
All right, well, I will find that.
It's on my list. He's on mine. He's on there. What's your name? I think
It says Caden Wolf 31.
All right, I'll find.
He's on there. So, are we going to go back to
I don't know.
Nathan being a whore?
Yes, we have to.
Oh, my God.
Because Nathan is a whore, but we love him anyways. It's just he's just gotta get, you know.
We can skip the part about me almost throwing up for taking a shot at Jim Beam. We can not important.
No, that is important because you puked a little. Important. You puked a little.
Your listeners didn't know how big a pussy you are.
Ooh. Wait, hold on. Oh. Can we get him a jacket?
How big a pussy you have?
You know what? I have the ability to remove you from this podcast. Okay?
Yeah, whoa. I disagree with that completely. I think people that are lightweight alcoholics,
but
those are the best. No, I know, but it's way nominally better that you're lightweight because you spend
it's
less
cheaper.
Money. You know how much exactly. You know how much fucking money people spend on that bullshit? You know, like people that you know have to drink like 8 beers to get a buzz. It's like, dude, that sucks. You know, I think if I was that way, I would probably stop drinking for a couple years just to get my tolerance back.
Yeah, I totally lost my tolerance. It's cheap now. It's good things. But for your size, you definitely should.
It takes more alcohol to get me drunk.
Not really. You didn't drink that much.
I drink like 5 or 6 beers. Yeah, and like, those 2 mixed drinks. No. Yeah, and the 2 shots.
You might have had
beers
and 2 shots.
Yeah, 2 shots.
Oh, and then whose beer was I drinking on the dance floor? Somebody's beer.
Oh, that was mine. You took it out of my hand.
Yeah.
Nice. I was drinking. My koozie or whatever is still in your car.
What the hell is that? Oh, the little beer thing.
That thing that Pearl Snaps got for him.
Right.
No, it wasn't Pearl Snaps. It was some random guy that walked by me and said, here, you need a koozie, and like stuck it in my hand.
Oh.
Doesn't that sound like a dirty ass word?
I know, koozie.
Sounds like something.
Koozie.
It sounds like a used pussy.
I know you're from like Cuba and you get English confused.
I know.
You're thinking of coochie. Coochie is the dirty word.
Oh.
Koozie is
not. Ouch. Ooh.
Redneck got jokes.
Redneck got jokes.
Oh. White boy got heels.
Biatch.
Biatch.
Hey, Carlos, what's your MySpace?
The URL?
Or just the display name?
Caden Wolf, number 31. It has a little number sign.
All
right. It's on Ricky's.
Yeah, I know, but he has like
it's like a
324 fence. So.
It's like a black and white drawing.
Okay. Yeah, I don't like MySpace because you can't find any. It's like the friends lists are organized by who got their MySpace first, not when you added them. So it's like
right. I got MySpace a long, long, long time ago before it got popular. So I should be.
I had my shit before it was popular too.
Yeah.
I never used it until it got popular though.
Right, I did too. I had like 5 friends.
Right.
And then all of a sudden everybody's like,
well, since I'm a famous podcast star.
Wait, hold on.
Since
Ricky's a famous podcast star.
I've gained so many more fans.
Since Ricky's a famous podcast star.
I'm so famous that I have a $2 bills on the desk.
No. Every time I say Ricky's a famous podcast star, I get a dollar. So that's $2 in my pocket. Thank you. I just stole your money.
You're so famous and Michael Jordan does your lawn.
Michael Jordan does what?
Your lawn.
My lawn? I don't have
he
a lawn.
You would have to have one.
That's Poe. I ain't that rich.
What is with that stain on your wall? What is that?
That's candle. My cat. There was
a
candle.
That was what I asked too. The first thing I asked when I got there.
I don't remember seeing that last time I was here. It just looked like somebody nutted on your wall.
It does. If somebody nutted that much, that's fucking hot.
I knew a guy. Never mind. Long story.
Yeah, tell us about that story last night.
Last night? What story?
Yeah,
last night?
Remember in the car you were telling us about the guy that nutted and it went through
and kept going,
like 5
kept going
comforters.
Going.
Were you talking about
that
Todd?
That was gross. No,
were you talking about Todd?
I was not talking about Todd. Talking about somebody else. But we
should
not name.
Should we say their name?
No.
Why not? You like to drag everybody else's name through the mud. Why not your tricks?
Because this is evidence here, so this could be used in a court of law against me.
Well, just do a fake name then. Nathan.
So John.
I think his name was Mark or something. I don't remember.
Mark.
This was a while back.
Like Mark 5?
What happened?
What's a while back to you? You're 19. Is a while back like 18 and a half?
Sure.
Actually, it's kind of sad that I was... Oh, no, I wasn't the oldest person there last night in the group. Jim's older than me, right?
Jim's older. Jim's like 34, right?
Yeah.
Jim. Big Jim.
So, Todd's a little crazy. He's like drunk and sunburned and all that good stuff. He can't comprehend anything.
And it's his birthday today.
I know. Today's his birthday.
That's why he's drunk. And that's why I was driving.
It's your birthday.
It's your birthday.
Go, Todd. It's your birthday. We're going to party like it's your birthday.
Apparently somebody is. He just popped open another beer.
I know, right?
Drinking
Nathan,
booze over
Nathan,
here.
Nathan, like... drinks like hell.
I'm from Louisiana. That's what we do.
And then nothing else to do.
That's what we do. We drink and we suck crawdads.
We have sex with our relatives.
Okay, it's crawfish.
And koozies.
And koozies.
Okay, crawfish are
we
really
good. We put koozies on our beer and we suck crawdads.
Right from the pond.
Right from the pond. Oh, somebody asked me at the bar the other night that we went over in Lakeland. We went to the bar, the gay bar, and they asked me where I found Nathan. And I said, I go, oh, I just found him wandering around after Hurricane Katrina and brought him home.
Oh, oh shit.
Damn,
that's dirty. I love it.
The hurricane hit you so hard you didn't know.
He wound up in Florida.
Florida.
Have you guys seen that sign when you drive into Florida?
What is the thing?
It's on my MySpace. It says, well, Floridians are you allowed to use deadly force?
Yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck?
It's in the airports, too.
Right. I'm thinking, Florida's full of old people. Who's going to shoot you?
No, like if someone's...
Dude, you have not... Whoa.
Well, unless you're in like Robus Park or something, but you know.
Whoa.
Tampa Heights?
No. You got to go down south, man.
Like ghetto areas.
Miami is bad.
Just not even ghetto area. Just
you know,
Miami.
Full of
that's
those
the entire thing.
Cubans.
No.
I did go to this really good Cuban Colombian restaurant down in Miami. It was really good. The only thing is that they really don't cater to English speaking people.
It's Miami.
So I ended up getting like some kind of seafood soup that had like
you gotta learn a little bit of Spanish.
Things coming out of it. All I saw was cheese. It's a queso.
Bitch.
And I was like, oh, it must be good.
You know Mexicans put cheese on everything?
Ask our friend Marco.
Yeah, so Carlos is still not seeing this MySpace.
I don't know. I'll forward you the URL.
It ain't on there.
He's on there.
It ain't.
You got to get closer to the microphone.
Unless Ricky deleted me.
I could have deleted you because sometimes a famous podcast star doesn't have enough room for everyone. Since you never call me.
Yeah, I see it. Okay.
You got it.
Dude, you are so 19. Holy crap.
Why?
It's cool though.
Herb says,
and that picture with the glasses. This is why I'm hot, dude. That'll make my friend like piss himself laughing.
It's funny, isn't it?
Dude, that song is hilarious. It's like I can't stop laughing whenever it comes on at work.
Good times. I it's so funny that all the comments off of that.
Okay,
so
maybe I'm not like young or hip hop enough to know what the hell song you're talking about.
Yeah, you do.
You do.
You ain't, cause you not. This is why I'm hot. It's bad.
I don't know what that is.
Well, no,
it's
worse
bad,
than
that. but it's funny.
No worse than that chicken noodle soup song. That's the worst song I've ever heard.
Chicken
in my
noodle
life.
Soup.
Yes, it says it goes chicken noodle soup with a soda on the side.
No, the one like
that's
does your chain
horrible.
Hang low? That one's bad.
Oh,
too.
Does your chain hang low? Do that fall down to the flow?
Or what about that old peanut butter jelly song?
Peanut butter jelly time. It's peanut butter jelly
time. He's
got
it.
What were you gonna say, Nathan?
Oh, speaking of songs and ridiculous things, Carlos has a story he needs to tell about some Chinese checker song.
Yeah,
that hell yeah, dude. I was in a gay bar.
Gay.
Well, club.
Club.
Gay
okay.
Club. Not really a bar.
Hey, whoa. What's Todd look like? Is he on your MySpace?
Yes, Todd is on my MySpace. He's the one with the cowboy hat.
Okay. I need to give him the hot validation. Anyway,
oh,
go
okay.
ahead.
Okay. Whatever floats your boat. So they play this song, and everybody on the dance floor does this weird-ass line dance to it, and it's the funniest shit you will ever see.
And what's
see
it called? The country chicken dance?
No, it's
checker?
It's like Chinese checkers. I think that's the name of the song. The DJ told me it was like Chinese checkers or something like that.
Is it a country song?
No, it's not a country song. It's a ghetto song. It's like a hip hop
like
song,
like booty music, or what?
Yeah, but it's slow. It's kind of like a slower song,
uh-huh.
So it's not like fast paced. But
have you ever heard of it, Nathan?
No, I've never heard of it either. But apparently, Carlos got really fucked up a couple of weeks ago,
and was teaching everybody
really
else how
into
to do
it.
I got really into that. When I
did you sum some country grammar?
I was grabbing my big old buckle and everything.
Had the buckle, had the hat.
Had my cowboy hat.
Oh, did you have pearl snaps?
Yeah.
That's right.
How many pearl snap shirts do I have? Like five?
I can't believe there's a name for those shirts. I don't know.
It's called pearl
like,
snaps.
I don't know, man. It's a button.
Or western shirts. They call them that. Whatever. You can always find those at Walmart.
Dude, I don't like new booty music. All this new shit is retarded because all I do is sample the good stuff. Like, I don't know.
I like the booty music back like when I was in sixth grade and speed dancing to
they
it.
They had booty music when you were in sixth grade?
Wow.
Oh my God, it was the best.
Dude, I like the booty music when I was in sixth grade, which is probably like copying the shit that was on when you were in sixth grade.
Oh, what we were listening to a song last night in the car, and I said, oh my God, I totally remember this when this was out in the clubs. And they're like,
what?
We were eight.
No, what's on? What's on? I probably know it.
What song was it?
I like Big Butts.
No.
No.
Are you sure?
No, it was not.
Super it was Rock. Something recent, but like maybe
it was
6
like
or 7 years ago.
99.
No, yeah. Cuz it no, it was before that cuz I was in junior high.
Oh, I don't know.
Shit. Maybe I was in junior high in 98.
Dude, I miss shit like I put my hand up on your hip when I dip, you dip, we dip. That was the shit right there. That was the fucking jam at the fucking roller skate arena.
Roller
oh my God.
Yeah. Roller skating that's to awesome. That.
Damn, that was the jam right there.
I used to love it when they played Diamond Girl.
Diamond Girl. Oh my God, dude, that came on the radio on the way to California. My mom, like fucking Camaro, and she's like, puts the pedal to the floor and rolls down the top and is speeding up, and I'm like, Mom, And she's like, Diamond Girl. She's like passing all these people and shit. I mean, she gets down to that.
You know how when you used to wear your quads or whatever, and you do that mm-hmm. cross your legs or whatever back and forth.
Yeah.
I used to get down like that.
Diamond Girl. I'm trying to think of some other songs that would play when I was.
I like the dude Ricky. Here's one that's for you. Like that song that's like, what was that song? The one guy who was like, and mama used to say, take your time, young man. Remember that song?
No.
You had to remember that line.
I know what song it was that was playing in your car. It was a big fine mama, won't you back that ass up?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, that was like 1999, though. That was not
See?
Old.
I was close.
Yeah.
Was
yeah, that was juvenile. That was juvenile.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was.
Was it? Was
and
that
he
song?
Did that. He,
yeah, it was.
Oh, then I wasn't skating to that because I was like,
you were like 21.
28.
Love to.
You know? Bitch, I was not 28 and 99. Shit, that's Todd.
Oh, damn. What happened to we're not?
Oh.
What happened to we're not?
He's about to show me something.
Show you some 39-year-old love?
Mm-hmm.
He'll put a hurting on you.
Oh.
Show you some baby boom?
Wrinkled and hanging to the floor.
I don't know. He had to take a shower first. I can't deal with the sunscreen. Well, the lack of,
ew.
I guess it was suntan lotion.
You don't like that crispy ball sack?
No, I don't do crispy ball sacks.
Oh, we got to talk about bitches that should not be wearing things that they're wearing.
Oh, they went to the beach today. They went to the beach today.
Okay, we went to Treasure Island, which is quote-unquote the gay beach in St. Pete. Right. We rolled up there, and there's a little crowd of gay people, you know, well, nice size. And there's this black guy. Big old black girl, bigger than Ricky, a couple times bigger than Ricky, wearing a black.
What the fuck,
dude? And honestly, whoa! I know you're being funny, but like, like it's not even in defense of Ricky. But seriously, Ricky thinks he's so fucking fat. And I'm like, do you understand that you are like
they're
nothing
both
compared
at me
to
like,
millions of chubby guys online? It's no, like nothing. Like my ex was like four times the size of Ricky.
No. There's
easily.
This guy. There's a guy, a friend of mine, who's a porn star who makes you look like. Twice as small as
Twiggy.
Yeah. Right, Twiggy.
So you're not big, but basically
big for you.
In comparison.
Right. I know what you mean.
In comparison to the people in this room.
Oh, shit.
So if you put all you guys together, it'd be like Ricky or...
Oh,
no.
God, that
and
hurts.
Bar.
See, that hurts worse than that sunburn you have.
I don't have sunburn. Do I have sunburn?
Oh, that ain't natural. You look like you got raccoon eyes.
You look like you sprayed on with some Nair.
So what were we talking about? Oh, the chick. At the beach.
This dude had a black
shirt. Oh,
was
it a guy?
It was a dude, but he was nellier than I don't know what. So he's basically a big old girl. Had little bikini yellow shorts.
Ooh.
And a black like wife beater that looked like he got beat. It was just not cute.
Like Beverly Hills Cop or something.
Yeah, it looked like something he should not be wearing. I'm like should he have polka
dots?
I
didn't know
that?
It was a guy. I thought you actually meant a girl.
Oh, he was a dude, but...
So did he? Was it like dental floss in his ass?
This wasn't cute. Put it that way.
Ooh. Could you like eat off the back of it? Like put a drink up?
Why would you want to? But probably.
Yeah. If it ain't white skin, I ain't eating off of it. Oh.
Wait. I taste something in the air.
That's rude.
What do
racism?
I taste that racism.
My listeners know I'm not a racist. Nathan might be a racist. I'm not for sure. He's from Louisiana.
No, that's true. He was saying some derogatory
terms.
They
still haven't apologized for slavery yet.
And wait, what was your comment last night about Virginia had nine slaves to every person?
Yeah.
Because Nathan was telling me Virginia wasn't a southern state. I said, oh, yeah?
What?
Let me tell you, we had eight slaves for every one person in Virginia, bitch. And we were southern.
And what was that? The city Lynchburg?
Lynchburg.
I wonder what they did there.
Yeah. I don't know, but put it to you this way. I'm the darkest person in this room, so I ain't going there.
Yeah, man. No. See, in my mind, like, although I am not a technical, like, well, not technical, I'm not an ethnical southern person because I'm from Miami, Florida, but as far as the world goes, when, you know, my ex was from Tennessee, and I went there, and I froze my fucking balls off in October. I was like, this is not motherfucking South. What the fuck? It doesn't snow in fucking October in the South. But technically, yeah, Virginia, Tennessee, all that, it's all southern, I guess. But to me, it's like, when I think southern, I think like burning your I don't know, your ears off or some shit.
Georgia.
I think Florida, Georgia, Alabama, South Carolina, stuff like that.
It snows in South Carolina, doesn't it?
I'm not, yeah, it's not in South, well, it has snowed in South Carolina, but like when it snows, like the whole city shuts down. Like,
but I know what you mean, like, you know, Virginia is pretty far north, and there's a ton of people there that
I like it, though, because everyone from North Carolina sounds like they're gay. So I always have this comment, like I saw this t-shirt or something, that I think they were talking about Clay Aiken, and he was just like, I'm not gay. I'm just from North Carolina.
Oh, wow. Wow.
So I don't know. Clay Aiken's weird. I wish he would just come out.
I think you said Diamond Girl. Holy crap. My mom was all over that shit yesterday. My God. That and, like, what's that other song? You dropped a bomb on me.
You dropped a bomb
boom,
on
boom,
me.
Boom, 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 boom.
Baby.
Yeah.
You dropped a bomb on me.
Oh, and the other one, I got Midas touch, because everything I touch, it turns to gold.
Oh, wow.
That
wow.
Was old.
That was on, they also played that on Austin Powers, too.
Yeah, I think so. Which one was it? The second one?
Beyonce sang it.
No, that was
Goldfinger.
That was
a third one. Goldfinger.
Goldmember.
Goldmember, yeah.
Goldfinger.
I love gold.
That song was the shit right there.
When I brown
Midas touched it, so much. Hey, gold member. Hey, gold member.
Oh, speaking of singing, remember Ricky last night with his American Idol slash?
God.
What was it that you said, American Idol slash?
I said, apparently when I start drinking, I kind of confuse American Idol and Dancing with the Stars all together.
Yeah,
and it is. And
oh, my God.
All together is the people who got kicked off right off the bat.
Like Joey Fatone.
Or that guy, that Asian guy, Hung.
Oh, William Hung.
Oh, yeah. William Hung.
Yeah.
Living la vida loca.
Almost as bad. Almost as bad.
Actually, they didn't really play a lot of songs that had like
words.
Yeah. So the only one that I really heard was the Beyonce and Shakira song.
You kept on bitching how they didn't play anything.
Yeah,
Beyonce.
They didn't fucking play any Beyonce because that's what I wanted to dance.
Like some independent women. That came on here too.
Where's my phone? Why, you want to look at one of the fans' videos?
Yeah, why are you being quiet anyways? He's trying to stay away from the microphone and stuff.
No, I'm just kicking back. If I have something to say, I lean forward and I say it.
That's what he said.
Bitch.
You gotta add bitch
at the end of that, man. That was a gangster right there.
Yeah, me and Carlos had this thing last night. Every time Ricky would tell us something, we'd say, no, that's it. It's like this. Bitch.
I don't remember that shit.
We kept on saying at the end of the night. We kept on saying on the way to the car.
It was on the way home.
So,
oh, my God.
What do I do when I go outside the club last night?
When we walked outside, Ricky goes, oh, my God. Pimp down. Because his legs were hurting from fucking dancing so long.
And then my lifesavers just spilled all inside my pocket. So I was like, pimp down.
Yeah.
On the flow.
Not so much,
really, was it?
Not so much.
So, last night was crazy. Now they're looking at a little video on my phone of one of the
listeners. How you doing? How you mom and them doing?
It's some guy from South Carolina.
He's from South Carolina. No names, though.
There's a video?
No names. On my phone.
Ooh.
Okay. He sent me a video.
How you doing?
You all right?
Get a little warm over here. I'm getting a little faint.
So, Carlos has a big mohawk like you do, or like you did have.
Is it the one? It's in. Well, it's in the pictures, right?
Right.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I guess you saw that.
Do you ever, like, were the sides of your head shaved?
No, they were just like I have sideburns, and I had like the whole beard like trimmed out, so I didn't want to shave all.
No, no, no. I mean, like the sides of your head. Though, were they ever like all the way down, or did you just like cut like trim it?
No, 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 I cut it all down. All right, cool. I have a friend who like shaved the sides of my head to like a zero, so I can have my sideburns because I couldn't not have it.
Did you, I must look like a goofy motherfucker. Whenever I do a mohawk, I shave my whole head except for, you know, the mohawk, and then I just have these big-ass chops that, like, don't connect to anything. It's really
right, funny. I can't do that. I was thinking about it. I'm like, I can't.
Hey, I've got that. On my MySpace, I got a picture of me. I had a short mohawk, just like a number two buzz or whatever.
Like a heroin bob mohawk?
Yeah, but, like, the size of it were shaved, and then I had a full beard.
Yeah,
that's hot.
I couldn't pull that out because it's just like they'd come out of nowhere. So just,
it was cool.
Right, right.
I like.
Wait, does your mohawk go all the way back, or is it just
all
on top?
Way back.
All right, good man. Cause
I wish I had enough.
Ricky's like, that's sexy. I'm like, no, that's fucking pansy shit. When people do like just the top mohawk, don't go all the way back.
Oh, the faux hawk.
Yeah, that's pansy shit.
Yeah,
I like the faux hawk. I think it's cute.
No, oh, too bad for you.
I want, you know what? The guy in the mask last night, the metal mask, should have had a mohawk. That would have been hot. If he, you know, if he just had the top part down.
As long as he didn't show his face, I would have been happy.
Right. I didn't get to see his
face. I never
face.
Saw it either.
You did see his face. You were drunk, bitch. You told him to lift up his little
I told
mask,
him like three times. He kept
he
telling
did.
Me no.
Didn't Nathan go down and lick his belly button too?
No, I didn't.
No, he was just playing with his nipples.
I rubbed his, yeah, I did rub his nipples.
And then we were upset because he wasn't hairy enough for us.
Yeah, there was no hair.
Yeah.
Except for on his chin.
I think there could have been, and he must have just shaved it or something.
No, because then you would have saw the razor stubble.
That's true. Unless he had just done it.
Maybe.
True.
Or Nair.
But they didn't hear about all the furries and stuff either.
Oh, yeah. We have to repeat that about the furries. Repeat that.
The guys
the
dressed
dogs.
Up like dogs rubbing around each other.
That was the thing that freaked me out the most because it was erotica night at the Parliament House. And there was these guys or somebody walking around.
Or somebody.
dressed in like dog outfits. And it really freaked me out because I didn't know.
Well, and poor Nathan, it was the first time he'd ever been there. He was like, there's a fucking freaks here.
I just, no, it wasn't like that. I mean, everybody's got their own thing, but I look up and I see two dogs rubbing on each other.
That,
I mean,
I couldn't stop laughing
about I wanted
that.
To grab a water hose and, like, spray them down or something.
Yeah. Spray them down like Virginia. Yeah.
And that's when you get all the guys who are into that and just start pulling out and just start
right.
beating
oh,
up to
God,
it.
Oh, God, gross. That's so gross.
Dude,
I'm
that's
surprised
like, that, I don't know. I'd be laughing my ass off, too.
I couldn't help it.
Yeah, man, I'd be laughing so hard, I'd be like running into him and shit, like I was drunk or
well,
something. Like
we kept on saying how they were like Disney characters in disguise,
right?
Because they were doing that too well.
I would love to see the Queen of Hearts takes an ass full of fucking Chip and Dale, man. Oh. That'd be funny shit. She'd be like, "I'm dead, off with it."
Don't do that. He's sleeping.
Did you listen to the calls, Herb?
No, I didn't. I just checked the email when I came back in the room, and then I called you, so. Shut up.
Oh.
Well, all right.
Speaking of...
I guess we're not going to listen to him on this show. Okay. All the fans
no,
blame
we
her
can.
Because he doesn't do his job.
Hey, we can. I don't
next
care.
Time, next time. Later. We'll do it next
no,
time.
No, we'll do it next time.
Speaking of drinks and interesting things happen at the bar, Ricky has a story about how he pansied up on a shot he took last night.
On a what?
The shot. Jim Beam?
Oh, the Jim Beam.
No, we don't need to talk about that.
Yeah, we do.
Oh, yeah, we do, because you puked a little.
Yeah.
It made the shot go down better. It tasted better with the little puke.
Oh, he'd only had a couple beers.
No, you guys have to understand, this shot was bigger than a normal shot. It was like a,
I think it was like a
3-ounce shot instead
well,
of like 1 ounce.
Okay. No, it wasn't. It was, okay, it was a little bit more than the average. It was probably 2 shots.
The Patron shot we did was big, too, but you didn't have a problem with that.
But he's used to that. He's
but Jim Beam, he couldn't handle it.
If I'll give it to you. If
it took my breath away. I swear to God, it literally took
like
my
Beyonce.
Breath away when I swallowed it.
Take my breath away.
I love that song.
Wow.
Yeah, there was
what
a.
That was so gay.
There was an 80s love.
I know.
Oh,
okay.
You remember the video?
Oh, I thought
I'm with Todd right there.
Oh, you heard Todd?
Yeah.
He heard you. That's so gay.
See, whenever I hear that though, like I know that song, but I always think of fucking Beyonce and.
Oh, I think of Top Gun.
Oh, and you know, no, listen to this. You know the song that I asked you the other day about Dirty Dancing when I said, I can't believe they remade this song?
Yeah.
I asked Nathan, he's like, I don't know what this is from either. And I was like, motherfucker. Todd.
Hey, whoa.
They redid.
Hold on
for a second.
Understand.
I saw the movie, but I was like 12.
They did a remake of.
And it had been out for 10 years.
Patrick Swayze's song, She's Like the Wind. They did a remake of that, and I asked him if he knew it was, and I asked Herb if he knew what the song was, and he was like, no.
Yeah, but Ricky, you have to understand, when that came out, we knew that movie. Everybody knows Patrick Swayze, and we know Dirty Dancing.
But they were like four.
Yeah, but when you're not like a fully developed gay guy yet, you don't like that fucking pansy dancing shit. We were
bitch,
like
I was not full gay.
Teenage
I was
Turtles.
10 years old.
Oh, please.
1988, I was 10 years old. I didn't know I was gay just because I liked to roller skate. Didn't mean
I was
nothing.
Into like G.I. Joes and Teenage
I had
Mutant
G.I. Joes.
Then.
He liked them with Kung Fu Grip.
I had G.I. Joes.
Yeah,
and
he liked
Barbie.
The Kung Fu Grip. he liked the super dancing action book.
The G.I. Joe that came with the skirt. Imagine pumps.
And he looked like Patrick Swayze.
Oh.
All right,
I like
so.
Roadhouse.
What
stop.
The fuck?
Would you stop throwing shit at him?
Okay.
Oh shit.
Hey. No throwing stuff, you drunk bitches.
God damn.
So all right, we're gonna do the would you rather questions.
Oh,
and
yeah,
we're gonna head out of here. So right. I'm gonna read one.
Dun 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 dun.
Don't look at them until after when you read them.
Okay. Oh, I've already looked at
Carlos
those.
Is gonna read one. And Nathan's gonna read one.
I'm not supposed to look at it till when?
Till you're reading it. So I'm gonna go first. Would you rather speak in the style, accent, and intensity of Hitler whenever talking to members of the opposite sex, or have to take all your meals in a hockey net? I don't get that second part.
What I would fuck? Completely I rather say, talk to like Hitler to opposite sex.
No,
I mean,
okay, I'm reading a different one. That
yeah,
one's
that,
stupid.
That's lame.
No.
That one's
no,
stupid.
That's good. That's
how's
good.
That good?
I would rather talk to other people like Hitler.
Right.
Well, all you have to do is move to Germany and you have bitches all over you.
Oh. I just fucking knock it off.
All right, let me read this one. That one, I didn't like that one. Would you rather never be able to experience an orgasm or perpetually experience an orgasm?
Always and forever.
Perpetual.
You know what? I wish my orgasm would just at least last like 4 minutes. Like the actual process, you know. Like,
well, you know what? I knew a guy who had like quote unquote aftershocks.
Oh my gosh.
That's kind of hot. It was weird. But hot.
That's weird that you say that, Ricky, because I have a friend of mine, David. He's straight, but I think he's really cute. Yeah, he is really cute.
Cute.
Is he adorable?
Cute with a Q.
Did you hear that L in that
adorable.
Word? Cute.
Is he adorable?
But anyways, so like, he always tells me, he's like, Nathan, even if I was gay, I wouldn't kiss you or make out with you because a friendship is not worth a 5 minute orgasm.
Organism.
Organism. right there should be reason enough, man.
He learned this.
Just take him down. Take him down, man.
He learned this in biology.
But
words.
Can you imagine like coming just for like five, like the actual part of coming for like 5 or 6 minutes?
Well, you know, those two questions are not that like the coming is kind of a little unrealistic. But
hold on,
you know,
hold on for
lots
a second.
Of...
Are you doing something with your computer?
What? No.
I don't know if there's a bad
because
connection or
something. Because it's like going in and out. It's getting Skypey.
I don't know.
All right, now talk.
Sitting here. Okay, well, like, the coming all the time is kind of unrealistic. But there are lots of women out there that never have orgasms.
So, I know, that is
that sucks
really,
to be you.
Right.
That's really not that, you know, that's really not that unrealistic.
That's why we're dudes. And...
All right, Carlos, your turn.
Okay.
Basically, it's like, would you rather be a woman or would you rather be a guy? Because guys have orgasms, you know, five times a day.
I'd rather be a girl.
Hell yeah.
I want a clitoris.
Oh, hell no. Would you rather be stuck in an elevator with Hollywood super agents on their cell phones or post-meal bulimics?
The first one, how's that bad?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, I guess they're really annoying when they're on their cell phones.
Always talking.
Yeah, all you have to do is break their face.
I would not want to be in an elevator with a post-meal bulimic.
Hell no.
Yeah, that's kind
of... Like Ricky taking a gym beam shot.
Oh.
Or Ricky doing a shot. That's so rude.
That reminds... I don't know why, but this reminds me of that shirt that says, I be anorexia, and by anorexia I mean children. I don't know why that reminded me of that.
All right. Nathan's got the last one.
All right.
I hope he can read.
Ooh.
Would you rather...
And he acts a little extra country. Yeah. All right. Laying off that.
It's extra man.
Would you rather break a light bulb in your mouth and chew for 2 minutes Ooh. Or boom, be slashed with 1,000 paper cuts and then dipped into a giant bowl of melted butter.
What the fuck?
See, easily the first one is better.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Because paper cuts fucking suck ass.
But that's
I don't
your
know.
Mouth.
That's like no tongue.
Oh, I would definitely choose
it's
light
like
bulb.
In your mouth.
Oh, I cannot.
Yeah,
chew
but they
a
didn't.
Bulb.
They don't specify how to chew.
True.
Didn't I? I'd like buy soft
a light
that
bulb
shit.
The other day, fucking around, I was like drunk or something. I had like a little mini light bulb and I
no,
started clinking on.
That's bad. That's bad news.
Dude, you know what? Actually,
what if they said? What if they said you had to swallow it?
Oh, well, isn't there a guy who does that anyways for like circus?
Yeah, there's a guy that ate like a whole fucking airplane or something.
What?
A whole airplane.
It was on Ripley's Believe It or Not.
That's how you
like all at once?
Shit. Doesn't that sound like something you would exaggerate? He ate a model, yeah. But I said a big airplane.
Right. He ate a model airplane,
right,
but he
right.
said he ate an airplane.
He ate an airplane.
It probably happened.
Wait, so wait. Cool. So does anybody
just
have
calls.
Like a... Does anybody have like a crazy paper cut story? Because I do. Like some wicked
have,
ass paper cut that you got.
I got paper cuts from my job because we had to stuff 350,000... stock certificates in the envelopes.
What I hate is I used to work at a copy center location.
I remember that.
Oh.
And I had, you know, when you like stack papers together, the space between your thumb
mm-hmm.
and the first
oh.
finger, I slashed there and they would
like
not
heal.
Like
10 sheets at one time?
Yeah. And I slashed there on both hands and they wouldn't heal. So every time I'd move, they'd rip open. Oh, that sucked so bad.
Dude, okay, I got a bad one. When I was like 10... My dad used to work in this big office building in downtown Miami, and so I went to work with him because it was like take your kid to work day. And I used to love the chairs to spin around, you know, like typical office chairs. And I thought it'd be like the best fucking idea in the entire world to spin around at like 30 miles an hour and hold my hands out. And he had like an entire desk size length of papers, like all sitting out, like thick ass construction paper. And I was like, "Wee!" And it was like. And it slit, like, my whole, like, and all the way down to, like, the end of my pinky. It looked like somebody fucking tore me open, kind of rapist or something. It was crazy.
Speaking of rapists.
It hurt like a bitch.
Speaking of rapists, we have to say the name of this week's episode.
What was it?
My inner pedophile wants to fuck your inner child.
I forget about that.
I like that. I hope it gets a lot of downloads.
Right?
It's probably going to have the FBI all over it.
Right.
Probably so.
Nambla's all over it.
What's your worst paper cut, Nate?
I mean, my worst paper cut
was one piece of paper.
My worst paper cut.
It was an envelope.
My worst paper cut was actually from chalkboard because that's all we got to use for paper.
It was a post-it note.
After I got through making my paper. No, like I paid.
my mammy made her own paper on the farm.
My mama made my mama's
tampons.
Oh, and then I played
and we made
with
the food coloring too.
And then after she was done, I used to play with them as toys.
Mommy always said it was love when I could pull her tampon out with my teeth.
Oh.
Okay.
And when my sister refused to take hers out of her vagina, we just tied a string to it and put it onto the doorknob and just opened the door real fast like a tooth.
Oh,
I've done that with my teeth. I mean, as far as pulling teeth out, not the tampon shit.
Well, I gotta ask you.
Damn.
I gotta ask you a question.
I gotta tell my paper cut story.
Well, right before you do that, I gotta ask you a question. While we're on this topic, if your mother divorces your father, are they still brother and sister?
Oh,
I knew that was coming. I was like,
ouch.
It depends on which one my daddy likes better.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay, you were telling your story. I'm sorry.
All right, paper cut.
All right, so like the only one I remember being really, really bad was I was licking an envelope and I paper cutted my tongue.
That is kind of bad.
Paper cutted.
I was any of you guys seen the first Jackass? I have to like I can take gross. I can take poo. I can take blood. I can take guts. But when they do that whole like 20-minute paper scene, I had to fucking fast forward.
Did you see that?
DVD.
Where they get paper cuts between their fingers, their toes,
that
the
sucked.
Dick, their
no,
head,
they
their
did
dick.
Their mouth too. Like
yeah,
the corners
yeah.
Of
no,
mouth.
He did. He did the corners of his mouth and like in between the mouth and the nose, like right there. Oh,
didn't they do his taint also? Didn't they do his taint?
Those guys are fucking nasty.
They put the little electric pulse thing on his taint,
right?
Like the little muscle tensor or
that's
whatever.
Weird.
Yeah,
the second one was really gross too.
Yeah, the second the horse come.
Dude, not even no. The worst was when he shit. He like farted into that little like space helmet.
Oh, he threw up.
And then he threw up in it, and then he shat like in the fucking pipe, and it was like, pfft, it was gross.
Or the beer bong through the ass, the enema. Ooh. That was kind of gross.
Yeah, that was nasty too.
But that was funny though.
All right, guys, the show's getting a little long.
For once.
Yeah. Oh no, it's been long for a long time, or for a while.
It's been long since last night.
Yeah. Ooh. Ooh. Last night was long.
A little bit. Mm.
And hard.
So I want to remind our, you know, I want to thank Carlos and Nathan for being on the show. I'm sure they'll be back.
Thank you guys.
I think Carlos is obsessed with podcasting.
Oh yeah.
He's like, he wants to be on it every time now.
Oh yeah. I'm dying. Mm-hmm.
I'm the one they got to fight to put me on here.
I know. Yeah, Nathan's man. Like,
they got to hog tie your ass.
I don't want to do it.
Because no. Everybody just sits here and makes fun of me.
They got to hog tie you.
I'm telling you, you'll probably be the most popular person.
Pretty much.
Then you'll get to realize what it's like to be a famous podcast star.
I get a dollar.
I'm kind of jealous. Carlos over here advertised his MySpace.
Yeah, well, advertise yours. Get the right one.
The right one. The correct one.
And it's myspace.com/NAKOO4.
Okay. See, I wasn't advertising.
Is that OO or 00?
Oh, 00. Sorry.
Yeah. See, Louisiana, no difference between zeros and O's.
See, I wasn't advertising mine. Herb was just looking for it. That's the difference.
Yeah, I was looking for it.
I wasn't advertising.
Oh, you were fucking advertising.
No, I wasn't because Herb asked. But I guess since we're advertising now, mine's myspace.com, of course, /Carlos31.
Todd, would you like to give yours to?
Oh, that's right. Todd's is myspace.com/tbrowncpa.
You're a CPA?
Yeah.
Oh, nerdy boys. Nerdy boys need loving, too.
What is it? T Brown CPA?
Right.
A CPA in rugby shorts over here.
I know. Hot.
I'm intrigued.
Yeah.
You'll have to see it. Oh, he's looking now. Oh, now he's unbuttoning them.
There ain't a button on them things.
It's all right. He's had his legs up. You can see through the... Through the leg.
Velcro for easy access.
I'm sure you've got cell phone pictures.
Uh-oh. Yeah, we'll have to get a cell phone picture of that.
Wow.
Put it up on the website. Anyway, I want to remind everyone to visit the website at foulmonkeys.com. I also want to remind everyone to email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
Don't forget to call in. Leave us your voicemails or leave him your voicemails.
Do you know the number? Oh, you don't because you haven't listened since like episode 12.
It's 206.
Excuse me? Episode 12? No, not so much.
Isn't it 206?
206. No. 984 foul.
Right on.
Give us a call. Actually, you know what? We have 3 calls in queue, but since, you know, again, Herb didn't listen to them, we really can't play them.
Oh, please. Ooh. I'm on vacation, motherfucker.
You've been on vacation. You're on vacation for 2 weeks here, and you didn't even listen to them.
He's just jealous.
All right,
Is there anything else? Oh, go to the MySpace page. Go to iTunes, leave us a review.
Because you have how many reviews? Like, none?
No, we have 15.
Like I said, like none?
But there's some people that belong to iTunes, I'm sure, and still haven't been there. That has been a listener for how long?
I've been there. I just have not reviewed.
Well, then maybe you should fucking do your job, too.
Right. Hey, we're going to have a guest on soon, too.
Oh, we are?
Yeah, my friend Angus, his name is Gadzooks Online. He has like a massage practice that he does.
Yeah, and,
Angus.
This dude sounds like he's like 6'9", Angus.
I know, right, Angus? Yeah. No, he's Canadian, if that helps. I don't know.
We don't do Canadians.
Blame Canada.
I do if he massages me.
Blame Canada.
Nathan's like, I heard about them happy endings. I just never had one before.
Oh,
I never even had a massage before.
Do you got a tipper?
Yeah, so he's gonna be on soon. He thinks we're really funny, and I don't know how we fooled him, but somehow it works.
Ooh, somebody trying to steal your man. Whatever. You see that?
I don't care.
You don't care?
I don't care.
Not at all.
I ain't scared. Confused? Call Coulter.
You ain't scared and confused?
No.
All right, we're out of here,
Columbia
people.
Columbia cartel on him.
Bitches.
Tell everyone bye.
All right, later, guys.
Later.
Later.
Bye.
Welcome to the Jacques Strep Moment. I'm your host, Jacques. This episode, Bear Watch 8, A White Trash Weekend. On our panel tonight, we have Bear Hung Top, Cubby Hole, The Nard, Barely Gay, and Cubby KC. Gentlemen, and I use that term loosely, your thoughts?
Well, you know, Jacques, I think we have a big winner on our hands. Bearwatch 8 is being held May 18th through the 20th in Galveston, Texas. It's the perfect time of year, not too hot and not too cold, so you can play in the warm Gulf water. I give the Cubby KC, oh my god, it's huge award.
For once, I have to agree with Cubby KC. It's huge. With the relocation of the event to the west end of the island and a new host hotel, then at the water park, I have to give it a bear hung top 8-inch.
BHT, as always, you're right, Nico. Sabes, the new hotel has a restaurant, better pool, nicer accommodations than previous locations, with the addition of transportation, you know, to cart folks around, a beach park, with restrooms and showers, and with the White Trash Weekend thing, Nico, I have to give it that nice, tight hole to be in.
You know, the cost of Bearwatch 8 is very reasonable compared to other events. If you register before March 31st, the cost is only $75. From April 1st to the 30th, the cost goes up to $90. May 1st through the 10th is $115. If you're still not sure you can make it, registrations are available after May 10th at the door for $125. For everything you get at this event on a scale of 1 to 10 nards, I give it an 8.
Bearwatch 8 this year also has a full interactive website at www.bearwatch.net. There you can register for the event, set up a profile, upload your picture, and email and IM the other attendees. All this so you can get your groove plan before you get to Bearwatch 8. Plus, they have FAQs and a message board. I give it a full big bear hug. Check it out.
Well, there you have it, folks. Bearwatch 8, a White Trash Weekend, looks to be a success. For more information on Bearwatch 8, go to their website, www.bearwatch.net. This is Jacques Strapp, your Woofy Athletic supporter, signing off.